Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, we're going to start with chapter 12, and we're about at verse 7, I believe. Let's get right into the study and see what this 12th chapter, the rest of this 12th chapter, has to offer us in the word. I'll tell you what, the book of Jeremiah is just powerful, and I love this book. Let's begin with chapter 12 and verse 7. I have forsaken my house, I have abandoned my inheritance, I have given the beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. What if this was God speaking today concerning the United States? Have you ever thought of that? I have abandoned my inheritance. I have given my beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. Oh, God, please have mercy on us. Don't give us up, Lord. Please don't give us up yet. Let us be blessed and continue to do thy will, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go ahead, continue, and read some more. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has roared against me. Therefore, I have come to hate her. Oh, my goodness. Now, this really says it all. You can't get any clearer. God is saying, my inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has roared against me. They've turned against me, God is saying here. They have turned against me. And now, I've come to hate her. I've come to hate them. And you think, oh, God's got everlasting grace and mercy and forgiveness. Well, yes, of course, but there is a point where God can give up, give a person over to a reprobate mind, as he has done even in the New Testament, given some people over to a reprobate mind. And as he told Paul to give up someone over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that in the last day, the soul might be saved. I've come to hate her. Is my inheritance like a speckled bird of prey to me? Are the birds of prey against her on every side? Go gather all the beasts of the field. Bring them to devour. Many shepherds have ruined my vineyard. Now that in itself is a powerful bit of truth. God is saying here, my shepherds have come to ruin. Some of my shepherds have come to ruin in my vineyard. They have trampled down my field. They have made my pleasant field a desolate wilderness. It has been made a desolation. Desolate it mourns before me. The whole land has been made desolate. The whole land has been made desolate. Because no man lays it to heart. Nobody even cares anymore, God is saying here. Nobody even cares. Why should I care? You know, God is... He thinks much like we do because he gives us a brain with logic and with the ability to think things through. And on all the bare heights in the wilderness, destroyers have come. For a sword of the Lord is devouring from one end of the land to the other. There is a destruction going on. And the major destruction began 4 years ago when Joe Biden was elected. Some of the most evil things started happening in our schools, to our children, to our country. And it went from one end of the land to the other. Some of the most horrifying things that you wouldn't even believe or dream up. You couldn't dream this kind of evil up, but it happened. And it's still happening, and there's still some of it, a residual amount, popping its ugly head, and still going forward. This communism that has, and, you know, godless communism, not, you know, not so just socialism, but godless communism has tried to take over this country. And it's still popular. Take a look at New York. This Mondami or whatever his name is, this mayor that is he's trying to get elected mayor, and he is a godless communist. I mean, some of the most evil things are being supported by some of these liberal cities that you cannot even dream it, let alone think that it could be elected or become popular. It's like it come out of hell and it's been voted from hell into our country, into some of these cities, and hell itself is supporting it. There's no peace for anyone. They have sown wheat and have reaped thorns. You know, you could read this. It's just like it was written for today. There's no difference at all. It was written for today. For today. All of it. Nothing's changed under the sun. They have sown wheat and have reaped thorns. Verse 13. They have strained themselves to no profit. They have strained themselves to no profit whatsoever. Godlessness. They've went down the tubes, given themselves over to a reprobate mind. And we don't even realize it. No, it's like we've become deadened. It's like you can no longer feel numb. You know, you've numbed yourself, numbed your conscience to where your conscience is just numb. It's been seared with a hot iron, and nobody feels anymore. Nobody has any feeling whatsoever. There's no conscience in this country. We've lost our conscience, and we have lost the ability to feel conviction. Conviction is no longer something that has any effect on the lives and the hearts of people. Strained himself is no profit, but be ashamed of your harvest. Be ashamed of your harvest and what you're hooking up and what you're planting and what you're watering and what you're trying to accomplish. Be careful. Because of the fierce anger of the Lord. You know, the fierce anger of the Lord is just as bad today as it was then. Nothing's changed. Thus says the Lord concerning all my wicked neighbors who strike at the inheritance with which I have endowed my people, Israel. Behold, I am about to uproot them from their land and will uproot the house of Judah from among them. And it will come about that after I have uprooted them, I will again have compassion on them. There it is. There's that compassion that you know that God is capable of, that compassion. And I'm going to forgive them, but I'm going to uproot them first. I'm going to tear some things apart, and I'm going to mix it up. And we're going to fight over this because it's not settled. There's a lot of things that are not settled according to God. And it's very, very scary to think that some of this stuff is not done yet. It's not settled. But God is, there's a settling day. There's a day of settling. And we've got to realize it. This day of judgment, this day of settlement, is coming quickly. And it's something that we should be concerned about. After I have uprooted them, I will again have compassion on them. I will bring them back, each one to his inheritance, and each one to his land. Then, if they will really learn my ways, the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, even as they taught my people to swear by Baal. If they just have half as much energy and conviction to swear by me rather than Baal, I'll forgive them. My people, even as they taught my people to swear by Baal, they will be built up in the midst of my people. But if they will not listen, then I will uproot the nation, uproot them, and destroy it, declares the Lord. I'm going to uproot it and declare I am going to destroy this nation. And God means it. How many of you know? You know, first of all, God gives that way out. He says, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to correct them, chastise my people. But if they won't listen to me, if they don't hear me, and if they don't change and listen, and if they don't concentrate and focus their energy in me, half as much energy as they did in Baal, you imagine people believing in godlessness, half as much. God just said, if you just focus some of that energy in me, I'll forgive you. But if you don't have enough sense to focus that faith in me, there's a day of reckoning coming. And there's a day that's going to render out judgment. Let's pray. Let's give ourselves fresh over to God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. Cleanse us with your blood. Let us be born again. Anew. Let the power of God come upon us to heal, to change, to give life, to give us revelation. And let us receive it now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you're changing people as we speak, and they are receiving you as we speak. I thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and give us a email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.